I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Welcome to How Good's Gather Round, a daily AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm gonna fucking kill myself.
Tom.
Yes, Sean.
How Good's Gather Round.
Gather Round's still good. Can I say why?
Please.
Nothing to do with any of the sport we've watched.
Yeah. Haven't had a good game so far.
Everything to do with the 8.5+ hour past the source that you provided us with yesterday. Fuck, that was good.
Thank you. I'm starting to worry we're never going to see a good game of football ever again.
Yeah. No, well, hang on. Let me just have a look. I reckon today. No. What's the first game today?
Tom. We might get a good one. Tom, if you rewind 24 hours, we thought Essendon v Port, we might see one good game. And you were leading that charge.
Yeah.
And Sean were like.
Quarter time, I looked vindicated. It was a bit of a shootout.
I never believed.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't think I did either. Hmm.
Just having a look at moment. It's not going to get any better.
What's on the menu?
1:30 today, West Coast take on Sydney.
9 hour pasta sauce.
Yeah.
Bolognese.
Yep. Talk us through it, Sean.
What you want.
Yes.
Recipe what?
Sean, imagine. Okay, I want to paint a picture for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are LL Cool J. You're on a sinking oceanography, marine biology research center. Mm. Sharks are attacking you.
So you want to hear about the key to the perfect omelet is 2 eggs.
But I want it for the pasta sauce. So, Sean, you're leaving a message to your estranged daughters that you've not mentioned at any other point in the movie Deep Blue Sea. Great film. You can hear about it on an episode of Skeety Boys. The episode's every Friday.
Mm.
So tell me, LL Cool J, what's the secret to a perfect 9 hour pasta?
The 9 hours, I reckon.
9 hours is key, I think. Key to the bolognese. Get yourself a big pot, the biggest one you can find. Or the one that I used, 11 litres. Then
that
you
is
want
a, that is
you need
a big
carrot,
pot.
You need celery, you need red onion. You get that in, you get a
red onion.
Up. Red onion, yeah.
Not brown onion.
No, red
onion. Interesting.
My
it gives it that sweet. Okay, this is good.
You get it frying up. You can put however much of it you want in there. I go a little bit more because I like I want a little bit more of it.
Yeah.
What did I put in next? Then you want to put, when you cook off the oil, then you want to put a cup of red wine. A cup to 2 cups. I'll put 1 cup of red wine.
Yep.
You've got to cook that off. Make sure it's cooked off or you're fucked.
Yeah.
Cook it off. Then you put in passata. Or you can put in tomato paste, whatever. I use passata. I use 3 bottles of it because I like a big batch.
Yeah.
Put that in. Then you want to put 2 cups of chicken stock, 1 cup of full cream milk. Spin that around.
Yep.
Salt, pepper, put a lid on it, turn it on low, minimum 45 minutes or cook it forever.
Do you know there's a thing, you'll appreciate this, I think. I think let us know if I'm incorrect, but I think in some Indian cultures, I don't know whether it's Sikh or if it's Hindu, which religion it is, but they have a thing where, like, when you get married, your mother-in-law comes around and she puts on a curry sauce, and that apparently that just cooks forever.
Yeah,
like there's just a pot of a stock or a sauce or a something just cooking forever.
Yeah,
yeah, and you just top it up, you add to it, It's that there's the master stocks as well. That idea of a master stock. I love the idea of if you just have something cooking in you, like the idea of coming to your house, Sean, forever now, and there's always just a pasta on.
That's the dream. I got the recipe from, I don't know if you've seen these videos, Nat's what I'm talking about.
Yep. Yeah.
Does it great. I can't remember what it's called. Apocalypse bolognese sauce maybe or something like that. Sort of taken from that and might have changed a couple of things here or there. But the basics are there and it's amazing.
It's so funny that you found Nat's what I reckon because you were a
Nat's
big...
Nat's what I reckon, yeah.
That's he's a very big fuck jar sauce man. Prior to that, you were like, jar sauce
is the way to go.
Jar sauce, bolognese, it's all the same shit.
I've changed.
He radicalized you.
He did.
Time.
He said, fuck jar sauce, and you went, I reckon this guy's onto something.
Good work, Nat. Great sauce. I use a, what is the pasta I use with it? Like a whole egg, like a thick sort
it's
of
a,
pasta?
It's a tagliatelle, I think it is.
Yeah. Good stuff. Can't go wrong. Bit of garlic bread, bit of cheese.
It was delicious.
Delicious. Brisbane then played football in the graveyard slot of 5-10.
5-10, yep. Prime time.
Started well and shook off the cobwebs. Joey looked good. Yep. Eric started well and then for me didn't do much.
Yep.
Charlie started really well, disappeared forever, popped up at the end. Huey was really good. I don't know. To be honest, it's really hard to tell because North, no disrespect, not a good team this year. No.
They're building.
There are 17 bad teams and North are one of the worst of those.
Yes. So just with Charlie, he had, up until three-quarter time, he'd had one touch and one goal.
There you go.
And then in the last quarter,
First passage of the game, pretty much.
Yeah.
Good goal, though.
Yeah. Oh, great goal.
The blind turn, little shake and bake.
Thought
beautiful
he was back.
Stuff.
He wasn't. It's so hard to judge Brisbane based on this game because you could look at it and go, Eric's confidence is back. Is it, though? Let's see next week when they play one of the best back lines.
Is it good, though, to get... to smash a bad team.
It's good to just have a win.
To have the win.
And have the boys kicking goals and all getting around each other and visually telling Sam McClure to fuck himself.
Yes.
That there is not a rift.
That's,
we are a team.
That's what I saw from that.
Yeah.
Lachie Neilshaw.
Yeah.
This is going to sound insane and you can bully me as much as you like. Do you think he's a little underrated?
No.
No?
No, he's not.
He's a two-time Brownlow medalist.
No. Yeah. I know. This is what I'm saying.
Overrated, if anything.
Probably shouldn't have won that second one.
He's very good.
He's very good, but
again, opposition. He's playing as a young midfield.
True, but I think he's been good in all the games that you've played. The issue's been everyone else around him hasn't gone with him.
I don't know if that's true, Tom.
No, Lachie has been good in every game.
Except the one he was injured in.
Which one was that?
Round one. He played round zero, hurt his foot.
Yeah, he missed the Freo game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's been pretty good in every game. Could be wrong. Ooh, I don't know. That's just the vibe.
Tinfoil hat time, actually. Mm. Do you reckon he missed the Freo game so that he wouldn't get tempted to stay in Freo? Brisbane were like, oh yeah, you're out for the Freo game, you're injured. Just incepted him so he doesn't ever like try to stay in Western Australia.
Possibly. I was also surprised the Brisbane game was at Norwood. I thought it was at the Adelaide Hills ground.
No. Norwood's a good vibe.
Norwood's good, but it's got a really straight line boundary.
It's like, it's wild.
It's crazy when you actually see it. Also, you can tell how small it is because the sponsorship stuff that's painted on
is massive.
Took up the entire ground.
Yeah.
It was enormous.
It's a ground that I look at and I know I'd love to go there for some AFLW because the vibes of that ground, I reckon, would be immaculate.
It's got the vibes, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what Gather Round's all about.
The vibes.
Vibes are high.
Regardless of how shit the game you're seeing is, the vibes are high.
Vibes,
for us, were high. I think they're a little bit flat, though. Yeah. They flattened out.
They did flatten out as the day wore on. We played some fortnight. We had some good wins, some good thirds.
Yep.
Some fun playing some NBA. We've had some F1. It's been pretty good. We've been going for walks, getting coffees. Things were looking pretty good.
Then 8-10 happened.
Yeah. Joel, why don't we let you collect your thoughts?
Port Adelaide's midfield, Tom.
Let's talk about Port Adelaide's midfield.
This segment is specifically for and sponsored by the Snake Man.
The Snake Man, who couldn't be here.
The midfield trio, electric. Rosie, maybe win a Brownlow. Butters, very good player. Yep. Jason Horney-Francis, horny to be back playing
horny
football.
To be back. Here's a stat, Joel, block your ears. Horn-Francis had 7 centre clearances from 62% of game time, and Essendon as a collective had 6 centre clearances.
He will soon be an unstoppable beast.
He's only 21, I think.
He has the greatest superpower of all, horniness.
He's
something we can all strive for.
Yeah. I think it's that midfield. You say Rose could win a Brownlow. Butters could win a Brownlow. Horn-Francis could win a Brownlow.
Probably all will at some point.
That midfield has big Voss, Black, Lappin energy about it.
Backline's looking a lot more solid this year, and as long as Charlie Big Dick Dixon stays fit, but dangerous
even if,
forward.
But even if he doesn't, they've got Georgiartis back fit, they've got Marshall, and they've got Finlayson.
Yeah.
And Soldo went forward and kicked a couple. They looked better than they did against Melbourne. They were
Port
very accurate.
Port are cooking. Jacob, you should be excited. Jacob, turn your ears off now.
Yep.
I hate Port Adelaide.
Yes, I know you.
I think they are pieces of shit.
Yes, I know.
Every time they cut to the bench and Ken Hinckley doesn't even have a headset on, he's not even talking to the coaches upstairs. What are you doing, Ken? We know you're not actually coaching. We know you're not, mate.
He's there for vibes.
We know it's old mate upstairs who's doing the job.
Josh Carr?
Yeah, that's it. Ken's just there on the bench. Just when a player comes off, slaps him on the ass and says, I'm proud of you, son. That's all he does.
But that's all he needs to do, Sean. Because he's in dad mode.
No, he slaps him on the ass and says, my head looks like a scrotum. And they go, it does, Ken. It really does.
If there's ever a movie made about Port Adelaide, Michael Chiklis should play Ken Hinckley.
Whoa.
I'm worried,
dude. Don't make me love Ken. I love the chick. Well, the Shield, one of the great shows of all time.
Yeah. He might have, like, Chiklis, obviously, famous ball sack head man.
Yeah.
Worried he's not ball sack enough for the role of Ken.
I think I've got a better option.
Yes.
Because Chiklis, I think, is too lovable.
All right.
I want the guy who played, what's his name, in Breaking Bad.
Oh, Hank.
Hank from Breaking Bad is Ken Hinckley. He's got a little bit of cunt energy, I think.
Yeah.
He could do it.
Can act on the toilet very well, as we've seen, which would be funny.
Can act on the toilet.
I reckon.
Yeah. I saw a video from him recently. He was on a plane and someone like did something to get kicked off and it had the plane diverted. And as he's walking past, the actor, Hank, what's that actor's name?
Dean Norris
is filming him. And the guy's like, hey, man, don't fucking film me. And Dean Norris just goes, fuck you, motherfucker.
I respect that a lot.
Yeah, it's great.
It's very good. Yeah, just one more thing on Port. Mm. There are players that, like, Ken's a dog, and we don't like Ken. He's the original TC.
The original Worm.
But there's a lot of boys on that team that I love Sav. I wish we saw it Geelong. I thought he played well on Friday night. Fuck, what day is it?
Should have used him better than if you
want. We should have. I like Aaliyah. Aaliyah's good. Man, so nice they named him twice. It's good shit. I love Butters. He's a maniac. There's a lot of
Aaliyah. That's just, he's a good boy. And that name just kind of makes you smile when you hear it, to be honest.
He's got a mohawk. He's always wearing long sleeves. He's intercepting marks like nobody's business. Mm. I want to see an Aaliyah goal in 2024.
Whoa.
Imagine that.
It's possible.
Their backline plays quite high.
Darcy Gardner kicked one.
He almost kicked two.
I think I saw a stat that it's like breaking a streak of 1,300 Brisbane goal kickers not named Darcy Gardner.
That's a good stat.
He actually, just back to the Brisbane game very briefly, Darcy was back and forward. He was doing a bit of everything.
Yeah.
Again, like, you watch it and you'd be like, fuck yeah, that works. But again,
North Melbourne.
So. I will say, just on North Melbourne.
Brisbane, horrible team. Pending, maybe a bad team after next week.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
that's an improvement.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they're a bad team this week.
I'll
gotta give
this.
Credit to a 70-point win.
Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah.
Quick thing on North Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Powell, 14 possessions, 15 tackles. That is a rare bit of
touch the ball more. Turn those tackles into goals.
What I'd love though
is them in magic time.
14 touches, 15 goals.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Every tackle holding the ball inside 50
goal. What's crazy though is you don't get that balance in the men's comp a lot. That's a real AFLW kind of number.
Yeah,
that's huge. Mm. There was one point in the game where he'd had like four possessions, but like seven tackles.
Yeah. There was one point where it was 4 and 10.
Mm.
Jeez, he's a beast.
Woo! What a game.
Yeah.
Quick shout out to the Brisbane group chat. Love to see it. Ryan and Marley had met before. Traveled over. Marley's over there, but Ryan traveled over there. Met at Gather Round.
Whoa.
Love to see it.
Oh.
I love meeting these people from the group chat.
Group chat IRL.
Like a little Pokemon, collecting them all, Tom.
I like this.
Yeah. That's good.
Do you want to talk about Pokemon or do you want to talk about anything else?
Well, it's good because like the Brisbane group chat's doing that. If Tom or I started a Geelong or Essendon group chat, it would be fucking awful.
Yeah.
No vibes.
My Geelong group chat is my dad and my brother. He just jumps
Essendon
in.
Essendon group chat would worry me. Brisbane group chat has been sad of late because of on-field performance.
Mm-hmm.
People in there doing some heavy lifting, trying to keep the vibe up.
The Essendon group chat, I feel like, would be used as evidence in a court case against the bombing of the hangar.
Yeah. The first message
Adrian
would be
Dodoro
like,
would go missing and a group of podcasters would be going through the group chat to find evidence.
The first message of that group chat would just be a link to the Anarchist Cookbook.
Well, that brings back memories.
Yeah. That's like year 9, year 10.
Ooh, it's like, still out there.
Yeah.
It's still out there.
Wonder where my copy is.
Can I borrow it?
My friend had a printed out like PDF version of it.
Or I had it printed out.
Yeah, stapled together.
Yeah, I had it in a folder. Yep.
Yeah, that's magic.
Yeah. Ian, for some reason, I printed it on loose leaf paper. I think.
Whoa! Yeah,
like foolscap.
Yeah, and put it in the folder. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Fuck, that's a scary vibe. That's so funny. I like that a lot.
I think too much of a cow to have ever used anything from it, though.
But just good to know that you could have.
The thing I love, though, is that is such a universal experience for our age group, for like a specific age of probably from 14 to 16.
Yeah.
Everyone knew someone with the Anarchist Cookbook.
That's so funny. I haven't even thought of the Anarchist Cookbook in years.
I recently saw a book that was the FBI dossier, like all of the leaked notes compiled into a book about the Anarchist Cookbook.
Whoa, okay.
So it was like the reporting. Yeah.
That's good stuff. I would love...
It was like a proper book. You could just buy it.
I remember, I'm pretty sure the Anarchist Cookbook had how to make napalm.
Yep.
The ones I remember were just using a tennis ball to make a little smoke thing.
Yeah.
Because I always thought from making short films and stuff, if I need a smoke machine, I can just do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never delved too deep into the napalm side of the book.
What I think you should do is
dangerous conversation.
As a treat for a friend, you should on their computer, download a copy of the Anarchist Cookbook, a copy of How to Blow Up a Pipeline, and just any extremist religious text, and then be like, "There you go, mate. There's a little Christmas present. Homeland Security, up your asshole."
It's so funny because no one at school would have looked it up. It would have just been one guy had it,
yeah.
And that got distributed, passed around.
Sent around.
I think photocopies were made. I think you could borrow it off the guy. This is the same. Have I talked about this guy before that I went to high school with, who bought the locker of the guy below him and sold cans of soft drink? So they banned soft drink at the cafeteria.
What the fuck?
So he would buy slabs of Coke and Solo and stuff.
The locker of the kid.
Yep, he paid the guy $50 to use the locker below him. He stored soft drinks in there and he would pay, you could buy, because you couldn't buy soft drinks at the cafe anymore, $1.
My question is, would people take them home to drink or would they be drinking them at school?
Bit of both.
Room temperature.
Yep.
Did he have ice bags shoved
in? No. He was just $1.
That's how much people wanted it.
When you're starved for a bit of sugar.
Thank you. Yeah. He also worked at KFC with me briefly. Drinks? Yeah. So he worked with KFC briefly. He was a cook there, and what he would do is, if we're on a close together, he would just before close, cook a fuckload of chicken and be like, "Oh, well, I've cooked extra. We take it, sell it at school the next day."
Whoa!
When we got to a bit older and port hard drives became a thing, you could pay him $5 to take his hard drive home, full of movies. You could load stuff on your computer, bring the hard drive back.
It's so funny because we would just do that. We wouldn't charge people. Yep, we would all just share movies.
Yep, do you want to know what he does now?
Lots of cam rips, I'm imagining.
Yeah, heaps of cam rips. Do you want to know what he does for a job now?
What is he?
He works for the Australian Federal Police.
Well, he knows what to look for.
He does. He great. Does. Yeah.
So he's a rat.
He must be.
Yeah, he turned his back on his old lifestyle.
Or he's trying to bring them down from the inside.
Whoa!
Love that.
Oh, wow. He should download the
Maybe he's the Shield.
Have you watched The Shield?
They're crook cops, aren't they?
Okay.
Anyway, I've compiled my thoughts, and this is how I'm feeling about the Essendon game.
Oh, somebody kill me, please! Somebody kill me, please! On my knees! Pretty, please! Kill me! I want to die! Put a bullet!
So, yeah, they're a shit team. And I can't praise Port Adelaide because they demolished a bottom five side. The only teams worse than Essendon are probably...
Adelaide.
No.
Mm. Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Adelaide.
Yep.
Actually, yeah.
Currently, Adelaide are shit and are expected to do better in their band.
Actually, yeah.
West Essendon, Coast, North, Adelaide.
Hawthorn.
Yeah, we beat Hawthorn. Them. Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Yep. West Coast, Adelaide, Hawthorn.
Brisbane, pending.
No, those are the teams, the ones we just listed. West Coast, Collingwood. North Melbourne.
You're better Hawthorn, than Collingwood at the moment.
And, yeah, no, we're not better than Collingwood.
Anzac Day.
We're going to get... We're going to lose by 150 points. And Adelaide. And then Essendon, a fifth. Yeah. So that's all right.
It's top five draft pick.
Top five draft pick.
That's worked for you in the past, too.
Yeah, exactly. Elijah Sardis.
Yep. Nick Cox. He was a top five top 10 draft pick.
Charlie Perkins. BT's favorite player.
Yeah. So Perkins.
Perkins has just fallen apart because of Darcy Parrish coming back in.
Yeah, well, he's also fallen apart because he just did his hamstring last night. And
I blame Parrish. Should have traded him.
Ridley has redone his quad. So that's another 6 to 8 weeks recovery. So Essendon won't have a proper back line.
I think the thing that I've been most excited about in football, the Essendon edge.
Gone.
I think the experiment is over.
It got dulled.
Yeah.
Sean, I think the edge was a myth.
It's over.
I think the edge was edging us.
Yeah.
It's Essendover.
Yeah.
Well, I guess then don't.
Itch. Cunt club. All the supporters are cunts. Coach, cunt. Players, cunts. Fuck the team.
Boys, I want to pivot a bit because I want to discuss a major scandal in the AFL world.
Cut his microphone off.
This sounds too hot for Howgood's footy, Tom.
No, I think this is perfect.
Go on.
We were watching the post game last night. Fox footy panel.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
You need to preface this with the message we received.
Yes.
Actually, no, we can talk about the message we received after, we witnessed.
Yeah, so we're watching the post-game, or it was
Joel,
on
I
the
think
background.
You disappeared at this point.
Joel,
I know exactly what's going on here, though. I'm across it.
And Gary Lyons sitting there with Jonathan Brown and...
Jordan Lewis and Nathan Buckley. But he turns to Brownie.
Turns to Brownie and he goes, Brownie, what are you doing there, mate? And reveals that Jonathan Brown, on his legs, had
underneath the desk.
Underneath the desk.
Had a blanket.
Looked professional from the waist up. Brownie looked like a king.
Yeah. Brownie looked fantastic.
Brownie looked good. That suit he was wearing.
Oh, that color.
Was
that
it like a burgundy?
Yeah. That works for him big time.
Because you know why?
Lions.
Reveals he has a blanket on.
Yep.
On national television.
Yep.
Live on air.
Yep.
Gary, what are you doing?
Poking fun at him, having a bit of a giggle about
it.
Oh,
look at you wearing a blanket. You're softy.
And then the segment just sort of carries on with no more mention of blankets.
No.
No more context provided.
No.
Joel, did we receive a hot message from an on-the-ground reporter?
We smoking gun.
Friend of the show, Jason, sent us in a photo. Gary Lyon - Nana ?
And this came in at least 30 minutes before this incident on live TV.
This was sent at 10:20.
This would have been during the fourth quarter, I think.
Yep. Gary Lyon sitting with a blanket pulled up to under his chin.
Wrapped in a blanket. Pig in a blanket.
Like a burrito. A betrayal burrito. You don't wear your blanket and then out blanket somebody else.
I think it's our duty to call SEM Breakfast.
Yep.
When Gary's back on Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning.
And bring that up.
Yep.
Because I think Wispy Watson will fucking love it.
I think Wispy will... He'll come on our show. He'll abandon Gary.
He'll abandon it.
He'll give you his Essendon Premiership jumper from the 80s.
I'll be like... Tim, you're the only good player we've ever had.
Yeah. That's fucked from Gary.
Yeah, that is. No integrity. Cunt.
It's unbelievable.
I'll be watching the Fox Footy panel very closely from now on.
Integrity from Jay Brown to not throw it back on him because he would have seen him.
Oh, he would have seen him.
Sitting there in the blanket.
Jonathan Brown looked at that and went, I'm the bigger man. I'm bigger than this.
I wish the Sunday footy show you could just ring up.
Oh, that would be so great.
Pulling in the Sunday footy show.
It wouldn't be able to be live anymore.
Yeah, because Sunday...
The delay would have to be huge.
Sunday footy show, what caught my eye?
Yeah, you know how sometimes the delay is just like a little bit, so there's a dumb button or whatever? You wouldn't be able to do it because everything a caller calls up about would have to go through a legal team.
The dumb button dumps 45 minutes now rather than 8 seconds. The show
just, 9 just ceases to exist.
It just it cuts to just like a picture of Hutchie and just like now to Chompers now experiencing technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear about the other story that came out of Gather Round?
What?
The Tom Morris one? About how we went to go to the opening gala to, like, you know, this news. Jacob, my brother, Snake Man, sent us the headline of it, which is like he was going to the gala to rub shoulders with who's who. Wasn't invited.
Couldn't get in.
Oh, couldn't actually, get in. I did see that.
And you know what? I think that's what I call justice for being a fuckhead.
Cop that, Tom.
Cop that.
Sounding board.
All Toms are bad.
Yeah, every Tom is bad. And sounding board are going to go crazy.
Oh,
for
I
that.
Can't wait.
Especially
for sounding
if
board.
Sleeves Up Mitch Cleary was invited.
Oh,
that is juicy.
I thought about that immediately.
I've got to know. Was Mitch there?
Was Mitch there?
He would have been. Oh. Channel 7. Absolutely.
God, yeah, you're right.
Who'd have been in the tent?
That's so good.
In the tent.
Another bit of gather-around news. I don't know if you saw this. Joel, Tom and I were talking about it. The AFL plans for when Tassie come in.
Yep.
3 gather-rounds a year.
Mm. 3 gather-rounds a year?
Yeah. That's what they want to do. From 2028, I think, onwards, they want to have 3 gather-rounds. One would be Victoria / Tasmania.
What's the point of that?
One would be Sydney. And the other one would be alternating each year between Adelaide and Western Australia. So no Brisbane.
That, but also, the magic of Gather Round, as we were discussing this morning, is that people leave their home state to descend on a state they wouldn't normally go to.
In a school holiday, they travel. They're going to try and arrange it around different public holidays and whatnot. But yeah, the magic is, let's road trip or fly over to Adelaide and see. Like, it's so crazy. If you do it in Melbourne, you just have people in Melbourne. It's like going to the normal footy game.
Yeah.
The AFL love to take something that works and make it shit immediately.
Cost of living crisis. Families don't want to do 3 gather rounds a year. This podcast doesn't want to do 3 gather rounds a year.
No.
It's crazy.
Unless you get bought by SEN, then we'll do it.
Hutchie, give us a call. Joel, do you want to add one more detail to that story?
We already love Copper Estate. We're there.
Been using it big time. 3 gather rounds a year. Yep. Each team will only play in 2 of them.
That's...
And the season length will be you will play 24 games a year.
Instead of the current
instead
22.
Instead of 23.
Oh, yeah, 23.
It was 22, went up to 23 with Gather Round. With the addition of 2 more Gather Rounds, it'll go up to 24.
Yeah.
You sit one out. Yep. It can be very interesting to see who sits out of which ones and stuff like that.
Yep.
Brisbane will always play in the Sydney one, I reckon.
Yep, I reckon.
It actually depends what they want to do. They want Collingwood. How are they going to do this? They're going to want Collingwood at every gather round.
Yes, they are. Collingwood, Essendon, Carlton.
Richmond.
Richmond don't turn up, Tom.
Gather round. God.
Keep it to one. You
keep it to one. That's they love fucking ruining stuff. You know what, boys?
It's extra money.
I've got a solution. It requires a book, and we have a read, and then we learn a few things, and we go to AFL House, and we tell them we've learned the art of negotiation. That's right. I've read The Art of the Deal by Donald Trump. Gotcha. FBI.
Can't
catch me.
Yeah. Look, the magic of Gather Round is that
it keeps going.
And it's just one.
Yep.
If you do 3. Although I got some friends in a chaotic football group chat that are pushing for Gather Round Werribee. I'd back that.
Build it.
Yeah, build it and they will come.
Hey, it's going to be a 20th team. Fuck you, Norwood. It's going to be Werribee.
Werribee.
It's Werribee.
Zebras. It's the Zebras. Yeah. That's powerful. Norwood. What are they?
Red Legs.
That's a shit name.
And their jumpers look the same as Melbourne's.
Get them in.
You know what I didn't consider, and maybe it came up in Sounding Board or something. It came up maybe SEN or something. I didn't consider this.
Yeah.
You've got the Devils and the Demons now.
Yeah.
Weren't Melbourne originally Devils, but they weren't allowed to?
I don't know about
because
that.
Because of the imagery or something like
that. Yeah, but the difference is the Devils...
Obviously, that was back in the day. But
yeah. But also, the Devils are an animal, not a creature from myth.
I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but I really fucking hate how it's Saint Kilda Saints.
It's shit.
It's Saint and Saint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Lazy.
That's really bad.
Yeah.
Send them to Tasmania.
Yeah. Change.
Start learning Tasmanian, buddy.
The Tasmanian. The Tasmanian Saints.
Yeah, because, I mean, I get, like, because St. Kilda and Melbourne would have been 2 of the
Saint
first teams.
St. Kilda Saints.
No, they weren't that early. It was, I'm pretty sure, the first 4 teams, Melbourne, Geelong, Carlton and...
Is that right?
Yep. Yep. Geelong was the second team in. So I think it's Melbourne, Geelong, Carlton.
He's wearing a Geelong hat. I'm not going to fight it.
Possibly Essendon or possibly Fitzroy. And then Collingwood and Richmond like shortly after that. It's definitely Geelong, Melbourne, Carlton, I think are the first three.
Yeah, okay.
So Tom Wills created football in Melbourne and then he got kicked out of the Melbourne Cricket Club and he created a rival club down in Geelong.
Okay.
It's a bit of trivia for you.
Worth noting for Gather Round vibes, Damo, host of Scaredy Boys, new episodes every Friday.
Yes.
Has sadly departed us.
He has.
RIP, Damo. We love you.
Yep. He sorely missed, and everyone would have noticed the lack of chips in the background of today's episode.
Damo out.
Do you want to open some chips right now?
Damo out. In. Storm and Norman.
Storm and Norman.
Still waiting to hear him in the background. Nah, he's a professional.
Yep. So we've got...
We went for a run this morning, those two.
Dominated a 5K park run, I'm hearing.
Came 41st out of 138 people.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, your brother, Sean?
69th.
Nice.
Maybe tomorrow we'll have another special guest. Maybe on a fourth mic.
Oh.
Jesus.
Could be big.
If you want to get in touch with us, this is our second Gather Round podcast. Get in touch with us. Let us know what your thoughts about Gather Round. Let us know your thoughts on books that you've got at the high school at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com. Get on the Instagram. Follow us, howgoodsfootypod, or individually, I'm at Awkward Trees.
I'm at Carney from 55.
I'm at Douche 13.
Two down, two to go.
God, I hope there's a good game.
There won't be.
Fuck.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.